High in the Swiss Alps, a protective fleece blanket is wrapped around a pile of snow for the summer. It's an attempt to keep a ski resort viable as rising temperatures melt glaciers around the world. NPR's Emily Harris traveled to a Swiss village for this report.
Swiss cows graze under a cable car line on the outskirts of Andermatt. 3,000 feet above them, out of sight on the steep slope, the Gemstock Glacier is receding.
Our glacier is melting more or less 20 meters the last 15 years.
Urs Elminger manages a ski resort built on the glacier. It used to be thick enough that skiers could step right from the cable car station onto the glacier's ski runs. Now so much has melted that every autumn resort workers have to bulldoze snow into a ramp.
This snow is on the top of the mountain, but it's not on the right place. And that's the reason why we have to push the snow on the right place to rebuild this ramp.
It's this ramp that's been wrapped up for the summer. Glaciologist Andreas Bauder is advising the project. He says this commercial experiment is following a well-known scientific principle.
If you cover a glacier, then you will block the radiation and will reduce the melting drastically.
The cover in this case is a high-tech combination of polyester and polypropylene produced in a factory not far from Zurich. Thousands of needles fuse gossamer strands of melted plastic into a fuzzy white fleece. Frank Gross is CEO of Landolt, the company that makes this blanket.
Somebody asked me, well, do you think that all the glaciers in the world will be covered in your product? I said, well, it would be nice because it would see me through to retirement. But, of course, it's not going to happen like that. It's not the solution to general receding of the glaciers or to global warming or anything. We didn't say that.
But he does say that this is a perfect solution for small areas of melting glaciers, particularly those with commercial value. Mirella Vepp, head of campaigns for the World Wildlife Fund Switzerland, agrees, although her initial reaction was not enthusiastic.
I think locally this is a solution which we could say, okay, let's do it. But I think we have to be very careful by finding technical solutions all the time instead of looking what's the real problem.
The problem, most scientists say, is the increased burning of fossil fuels and long-term cyclical temperature shifts. The threat to glaciers is so serious that one scientific institute in Austria is studying a variety of ways to keep them frozen, including covering them, compacting them mechanically, and injecting them with water. Glaciers normally melt some each summer and are replenished each winter. Glaciologist Andreas Bauder says if the glaciers disappear completely, a perfect freshwater storage system will be lost.
In periods like the summer 2003, with hot, dry period for months, then glaciers start to melt more and will supply runoff to the rivers and will supply water for our needs.
Glacier-fed streams cascade through alpine areas like Andermatt. They provide hydroelectric power and support grazing livestock. Maybe in America, glaciologist Bauder jokes, you can make milk in factories, but Swiss cows still need to drink water. Emily Harris, NPR News.
I'm looking right now at photographs of workers putting this blanket on the glacier, and you can look at them there at npr.org.